This is the key network for the two principal cities in Northern Ireland. And better networks, better road networks means better business. This was first announced in 2005, and to date we haven't got a shovel turned on it. So yes, it is very, very disappointing. It is a scheme that's not going to actually, it's not in the plans for this programme for government. So the earlier start probably at this time is looking at beyond 2015. So what we're saying is, can we move this project forward? If there's more money available from the Central Treasury in Westminster, then can we make this a key priority for Northern Ireland?
The context in which Sammy Wilson was speaking very much was the context of money not being used on the A5 and being diverted to the A6 instead. Now, Chambers seems in one way to be walking a very balanced line, supporting the A5 but also looking toward the A6 as well.
Yes. I mean, it's not an either-or. It's both. And what we would be looking to see within the next few weeks, on the 12th of April, the legal challenge, we should get a pronouncement on the legal challenge for the A5. Hopefully that road scheme will be able to go ahead. But if there is further delays in that road scheme, we would be looking to make sure that the $300 million is used for enhancement of the road project within the Northwest region. And the key one that we need done is the A6. Obviously, the A5, it is shovel ready, but with the legal challenges, there could be difficulties ahead.
Sinead, thanks very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, bye now.